Why? For one thing, it's so well written. It has that perfect balance of depth and warmth that every writer strives for, and it's loaded with wonderful stories that are both touching and humorous. I felt as if I was reading Swindoll or Lucado. I kept thinking, who is this Mark Atterbury guy, and where has he been? But there was something else. As I turned page after page, I kept getting the feeling that this man had been reading my mail. Again and again, I saw myself reflected in his words. They touched me deeply. They convicted me. They led me to some important, life-changing truths. For some reason, Samson is one Bible character who hasn't gotten much attention over the years. After reading The Samson Syndrome, I realize what a tragedy that is. As Mark Atterbury shows us, Samson has a lot to say to the strong men of any generation. I have always believed that the true measure of any book is changed lives. On that basis, this book is destined for greatness. It's going to change many lives, and one of them could be yours. I encourage you to read it, enjoy it, and spread the word. Oh, and one more thing. I predict you won't be able to put this book down, so don't start reading it right before dinner. Pat Williams, Senior Vice President, Orlando Magic.
Introduction. People have always been fascinated by daring adventurers who live on the edge. How else do you explain the phenomenal success of James Bond 007? Ian Fleming's British super spy is the hero of over 20 films that have earned over $1 billion worldwide. Every Bond film features dangerous villains, exotic weaponry, ingenious gadgets, fast cars, and even faster women. But it's all in a day's work for the coolest secret agent of them all, who at last count has saved the world 23 times and has yet to get his hair messed up. This book is about a man in the Bible who was so Bond-like in his attitude and lifestyle that one wonders if he might have been part of Ian Fleming's inspiration. Samson, whose story is told in 4 chapters of the Book of Judges, was young, strong, good-looking, cocky, courageous, and an incorrigible ladies' man. He had a nose for trouble, a knack for hair-raising escapes, and more girlfriends than Radio City has Rockettes. If Samson were alive today, he'd be a superstar athlete or an action movie star. Or he'd be a Navy SEAL or a world champion prize fighter. He'd be on the cover of GQ or Sports Illustrated. He'd be surrounded by popping flashbulbs and adoring groupies. But he'd still be a disappointment to God. You see, while Samson was easily the strongest man in the Bible, he was also, in many ways, the weakest. He was handpicked by a gracious God to lead his people, the Israelites, in a revolt against the dreaded Philistines who had been oppressing them without resistance for 40 years. And talk about gifts. No one in Scripture could match Samson for sheer talent and potential. But rather than developing into a thrilling saga of faith and patriotism, Samson's story degenerates quickly into a tawdry soap opera. Oh yes, there are flashes of greatness. Brief moments when we catch little glimpses of the hero God intended for him to be. But for the most part, Samson was a selfish, shallow-minded playboy who squandered his talents. Perhaps this is why Samson is largely ignored in print. Very few books about him exist. To most Christians, he is merely the guy who fooled around with Delilah or that strong dude with the long hair. We apparently think he has little to say to the modern believer. We prefer instead to focus our attention on more positive, politically correct characters and expound endlessly on their secrets of success. But let me ask you a question. Would God have devoted a whopping 4 chapters, 96 verses, of His precious word to Samson's story if it didn't contain a powerful message for His people? Of course not. That's why I think it's high time we rediscovered Samson. I believe this Bible bad boy has been trying to tell us something for years, something important, and I believe his message is needed now more than ever. Samson's message. Very simply, I believe Samson teaches us why strong men fail. Think about it. Strong, talented, godly men should be the pillars of our homes, churches, and communities. But too often, they aren't. The